cliffcentral.com.
All right, so two quick things from Amanda. The first one was she told me, she went, oh, did you hear at the Bedford Centre?
Yep, no.
So it's the usual Thursday shootout.
Yeah. Well, we always joke about the East Rand being such a rough place, but tell us what happened.
And we always joke about how in Bedford View people are getting shot, and like literally, mm-hmm. this guy was apparently parked at the KFC.
Yeah.
And then some guys just came and like shot him, I think it was 5 times.
Like an assassination.
Mm.
Sounds like it.
In his car?
They just walk up there.
Sure.
He's sitting in his car.
And he just added 2 Rand for hope as well.
And he just added 2 Rand for hope. Sure. What a sad story.
It's insane.
And the other one is your grandfather had a birthday, right? Dick.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so how was Dick's birthday?
Well, Dick was a bit offensive on his birthday.
Dick was a bit of a dick.
Did you talk about this yesterday?
Mm.
Yeah, no, he was a bit crazy. And then, he was saying the wrong things.
You reprimand him?
My grand did.
Okay.
She always gets angry when he speaks.
All right, well, there we go. There's an update from Amanda.
Always gets angry when he speaks. Oh, every time.
He always says the wrong things. Like, there's this gift.
Shut up, Dick.
There's this gift that my brother sent me, and it's, like, quite a terrible gift. And then I show Dick, and literally, it's, like, this guy's dick with a smiley face on it. And then I show Dick, and Dick's like, oh, my gosh, that has to be a black man. And I was like, really,
Dick?
He just can't contain himself.
He can't help it.
No.
He just can't help it. He's like a solid old school racist.
Dick, why would...
And I love that he has a black granddaughter. That's fantastic.
And he always tells me this stuff because he thinks it's like so cool.
Yeah, well,
no.
He thinks he can share that
and
with
then
you.
Now he's like, and then I say to him, just say it again. Then he goes, to what? Put me on the radio. And I'm like, no, I just want to hear it again. So now he's caught me out with recording it.
So he won't let you record him, huh?
No, but I just catch him when he's really in the moment.
Suck a muck of this.
What's that, Dick?
Rhinoceros.
All right. Thank you very much.
La oka pa sin haraku. Anta nasango ta tularika kwa omsa lajuan. Vaz ki ta anka pa wan zulura in.
What is he talking about?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Rika, kwa omsa lajuan. Vaz ki ta anka pa ita. Wan zulura in rakala tilur.
I think I'd actually like to go for a drink with Dick.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you have
and see
to,
how long I'd last there.
Or watch TV with him. TV's the best. The
old people get so cross with TV.
And what he loves to do, and my whole family like gets annoyed, we'll go there, and now we're all sitting watching TV, and he'll put it on mute. He'll just put it on mute.
Why?
And then, like, it drives us insane. And then my mom will be like, oh, well, I wish I knew what was happening, because, like, he loves putting the TV on mute. It's so irritating.
So he just watches the screen but can't hear anything?
Exactly. And whether, like, it's exciting stuff, it's... And he always, shame, my poor gran just gets so embarrassed. But shame, she loves him, but he...
Well, she loves him, but this is what I've always said about old men and old women. Old women mostly grow old gracefully. They got some dignity about them, you know? Old men are just... And I'm not saying this about Dick. I'm saying this about most old men. They're just... They're irritating. Old men are irritating. They become habitual, self-absorbed.
And they become like 13-year-old boys again.
And they groan and grumble about everything, right?
But now my mom's bought him a Fitbit.
What for?
Because he's very fit, I
must
say.
Does he have a smartphone?
No, now it's connected to my gran's phone. So then now he gets these messages like when she swipes her card, and then he was like, he started panicking like, there's money going out the account. And my gran's like, no, I just paid for something. And then the thing vibrates like when my gran's phone rings, and then he just doesn't understand.
Oh, it's a lot for Dick to handle.
It's a lot for me, because I have to deal with it.
Oh, Dick.
Really?
But he came out of the sky.
Oh, goodness.
He's there, watching over the crew. Also,
yeah?
Heading out the thing.
Huh?
Riding the white horse.
Okay.
Picking up.
Is this how Dick sounds?
That's Dick. What do you think?
This is Dick. Okay.
That's Dick, yeah. There we go.
one more thing though. When it was his birthday and I got there, he was putting his shoes on. So I said to him, are you not going to like put some socks on? So he's like, no, it's my birthday. I don't have to. He's like, I'm not even wearing underpants. It can all go out today.
Oh, dear.
He's mad.
See, you just told everyone your deepest, darkest secret. You must be so embarrassed.
See, men are so disgusting.
See?
Why? CliffCentral.com